Good evening, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lance Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Cow Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net premium on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable battery... Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? If that was you, N2KPI, I think you're off frequency. Try again. Well, then there's something wrong with your mic. You're just you're not coming in. You're all garbled up here. Just buzzing. Sounds like you got a short in there or something. Alright, well, see what you take around it, see what you come up with. Okay. KD2AIT, are there any echoing stations?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And Jeff, there are two other Echolink stations behind me.
I can't find any better.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Western Pennsylvania. Checking in through the Echolink system. Brr, is it cold? Over.
Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt in Oneonta. Checking in by Echolink.
Okay, and by the way, Rich, I did hear you in there, so we'll put you on second on the list here. Start with KD2 FPM. Kevin, what's going on tonight?
All right, good evening, Jeff, and good evening to everyone up in North Country that's listening, including those that might be listening on a scanner. KD2 FPM, like I say, here in the central southern tier. Got about 2 degrees on the outside here, clear skies. I just took the dog out real quick and he wasn't going to mess around. Got his job done quick and hightailed it back into the warm abode here that we are in. So that's kind of nice. So with that being said, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out and listen. KD2 FPM, back to net control.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Kevin. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N2KPR, Rich. Good evening. Long time no see. What's going on?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how to get my programming cable to work on Windows 10. Best radio last night, when I tried to check in, all of a sudden it decided to reset. And now I have nothing programmed in it, so... And I got a new radio, I got the 8-watt, and I can't get that one programmed at all because Windows 10 keeps, every time I uninstall the driver that they use, it turns around and puts it right back in again, so I haven't figured out how to stop that yet. Still trying to figure out how to, you know, reprogram this radio too, because it still won't accept the driver on it. So outside of that, not much. Everything's been quiet around here. Went out to dinner last night for chicken soup, and it was a fantastic soup. I had three good-sized bowls of it, and boy, let me tell you, if I hadn't been full, I would have gone back for more. 7-3, everybody. Day one, whatever you do. And it's below zero here, last I heard. So I don't know exactly what it is right now, but I'm going to guess and say at least 5 below. So, 7388N2KPI.
All right, Rich. Well, good luck with the programming. I know how frustrating that can be, so keep searching around online. Maybe somebody's got a solution there. All right, let's go to K3TFE. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT and repeater, KA3TFE in the group. Hello there. We are reporting here 14 degrees. It's brittly cold with a 7-mile-an-hour wind to the north. And that's not helping. I mean, you know, it's not getting the southern air to come up. It's as cold as can be. One of the coldest days I've experienced in a long time. I'm going to go down to 9 degrees tonight. Maybe even lower. Anyhow, we had a big fire here in a municipality that I service. And it was reported a few hours ago, the guy was on the porch waiting to be rescued, and then later they called the Red Cross for one gentleman and two youths. Oh, what a horrible night that is to have not a home to go into, you know. Hey, I encourage all the men out there in the group. I'm going to let this up for a minute. I'm going to continue. I'm going to let this up. KD2AIT in a group, KA3TF in a B. The advertisement had gone by there. Encourage all the men in the group who have a woman, a lady friend, bring her in tonight out of the cold. If you don't have any room in your house for this lady or a woman, you could put a little straw on the porch or something for bedding, and you know, and make it warm for her. Too cold out there for anything. You know, it's just brittly cold. Especially with that wind. I got the lenses on my car fixed. I've been asking the garage guy for a while to take care of that, and he's hemmed-hawed around and made every excuse not to, so I went out and bought a kit. And they have you sand the lens down, and it's not with sandpaper. It's with a scuffing pad, three different ways, and then you put a scratch remover on it, and that takes that right off so I can see the headlights now, so I can see my way home. Hey, with that in mind, there's a Mr. Matt there, fire chief. I think next, if he's still in there. And I want to tip my hat to everybody on a cold night. And I'll be listening. And I'll be trying to stay warm, and thanks for being there. KA3TFB back to net control. Over.
All right, well, stay warm over there. I think we have minus 3 here. At the house. It's been cold all day. It was right around zero almost the entire day. I think the high was like around 2 or 3 degrees. Chilly, I wasn't expecting it, so we're burning through our fair share of pellets here. All right, thanks, Bill. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, this is KD2AIT. Now I'll go to KD2JWC. Matt, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, everyone up there in the North Country. Been keeping busy. It's showing a temperature of 1 degree with a 5-mile-per-hour wind out of the north with a minus 8 wind chill, so it is nice and cool down here. Probably a little colder up your guys' way. Been pretty busy with everything. Getting back to work, of course, now from the long holiday weekend, even though it felt really short. Of course, that's usually how they always go. Finally, this weekend, finally got to get my dual-band antenna up on the house properly with the coax that I ordered for it, so it's got new coax and everything, so that my radio here at the house is finally set up, my 10 meters finally set up, and finally getting the office slash radio room, or whichever one you might like to call it. I kind of like radio room better, but the other half calls it office. Finally getting that mostly set up, so it was busy this weekend between that and work. We had emergency calls this weekend for work, of course. You know, always something to throw a monkey wrench in there for you. But finally starting to get stuff together here, finally, and back to work, which is kind of slow now. But hopefully everything will pick back up and straighten back out. Hope everyone's had a decent weekend. Hope everyone stays warm and stay safe out there if you're out there doing anything. This is KD2JAWC, back to net control.
All right, Matt. Yeah, the days off always go quicker than the days on, don't they? All right, well, stay warm with that, and thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm out there calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2NVU.
WA2U.
KC2UXG.
Boy, nothing packs the net like sub-zero temperatures, huh? All right. We got five more. Let's start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. I beat all you there on the temperature so far. It's minus 4 here on the mountainside. It got up to 4 today. It was 15 was really overnight with that. But when I woke up this morning, it was 4 degrees. Got down to 0, got up to 4 again, and been dropping ever since. And right now it is minus 4. And the wood stove is chugging away for sure. Nothing too much else going on, so staying warm here. We'll take our blessed 73s. Hen 2, PFM clear.
All right, George, we'll stay warm up there. You're finally going to get to use some of that firewood, I guess. All right, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
It's minus 3 here, and it got up to 5, I think. It was 37 was the high, and that was like after dark yesterday. And it stayed that way for quite a bit. Maybe it was late afternoon, but it seems to me it was almost like after dark, and all of a sudden I looked and it had gone up from 33. And then, you know, all of a sudden I noticed it was 29, and it went down pretty quick. But actually, I didn't go out except to get firewood and walk over to the post office around 4:30. It wasn't windy, so it was and the sun was out, so to speak. So it was pretty nice. But not too much going on here. Pretty much worked. Spent a little bit of time on HF, not too much, but I sat down, took a break or whatever, and. Other than that, I've just been just one of those days where I've been, got a little distracted here and there with maybe a post on a message board or something like that. I don't spend a lot of time posting on Facebook, but I check it, you know, and stuff like that. A couple phone calls, whatever. But. I thought I might get to actually bite the bullet and wipe out the Windows Vista in this computer I got here by the radio and put in the Windows 10 Insider Preview and see how that worked. I'm sure it'll work good. Pretty sure. You know, sometimes you don't. There's a driver or something that it just doesn't work right. But I didn't get to that and. I spent quite a bit of time today sort of researching, looking at, trying to find reviews, laptop reviews, and I called my sister up at, the library there at Fort Drummond, see if she could find anything. And what I was really looking for was not particular model review, but like Consumer Reports history of general, you know, reliability, customer satisfaction ratings for manufacturers, and I'll be darned if she said she couldn't find anything. She found, you know, some reviews of, you know, laptops or budget laptops or whatever, but the thing that would really be useful in the long run is, you know, reliability, customer satisfaction statistics, and... have my opinions based to some degree on what I see, but there again, if everybody's going out and buying the, they're all going to Walmart or Best Buy and buying the cheapy, you know, Toshibas for $3.99 and HPs, I think those are two of the big ones. Now HP just floods the market with cheapy laptops. Well, of course I'm going to see more of those, you know, with hardware problems. But my opinion of the HP is not very good. The only thing I'll say about them is they are one of the few manufacturers that reliably, so far, I've been able to find service manuals for. Most of them don't give you that. So, but I've had so many HPs with failure, hardware, mechanical, electronic failures that I'm not impressed with them. But the Toshibas I've seen, well, I think it's because they're cheap. I see a lot of them in here. Anyway, I was hoping maybe, I'm going to have to give them a call or send an email. Dick's probably the one. Again, let's see, Ray's on, who else? I don't know, maybe Mark. Anybody know N2JHJ? Renard G. Svaland. 212 Irwin Street, Boonville. Looked him up on QRZ after I see that he's got a... he's on APRS.fi map showing devices on... I can't remember ever meeting anybody with that call sign and or name or that lived on Irwin Street other than Clint. So it's still a mystery. So any information would be appreciated. KC2WI.
Would you repeat the call sign again, Pete, N2 KPR?
It's N2JHJ, and according to QRZ, his previous call sign was KB2GYO.
Previous call sounds familiar, but I don't ever remember meeting him, unless I did at a picnic or a Christmas dinner one day, but Christmas party, but that was not all. That was a long time ago, though. But, you know, I'm only a block away from there, too. I took KPR.
All right, well, if anybody else has heard, feel free to chime in. As soon as we move down the list here. All right, Pete. Well, stay warm up there, and I think we're both at the same temperature. Seems to be chilling right down here tonight. But they say it's only going to get down to, well, only. It's only going to get to -5. It's not going to get much cooler than it is now, so we'll see if that holds up. All right, it's KD2AIT. We'll now move on to KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Boy, it's cold out there. You know, I guess we're the one spot. We're two below. Boy, oh boy, I went out without a pair of gloves and the wrong jacket, and boy, oh boy, it doesn't take long to get a chill. Being dressed properly for the cold is an absolute must in this weather. I didn't get cold at all while shoveling and plowing snow this morning, but boy, oh boy, was it cold tonight, just going out to the mailbox and doing some quick switching things around. And, yeah, a couple of weeks we'll think that zero is nothing, because we'll see stuff even worse. But for now, we're just not used to this.
Yeah, I think it was just the suddenness of it came on quick. I didn't expect it. I didn't see anything in there that it was going to be below zero. But then again, I wasn't really paying attention to whether it was working more than anything else, so I didn't, you know, stop over and check any of the weather websites while I was plugging away. So, all right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. Stay warm up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. Hey, WA2U, John. I hope you're finally fired up some of that wood you worked on all summer. And what's going on?
Yeah, WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone on the net here this evening. No, not yet. Isn't it unbelievable? We still got, let's see, had a good day today, didn't do a whole lot, got on the internet a little bit and checked out some reloading stuff and what else, checked our emails and went out and, Kathy and I went out and shoveled around the mailbox and it's just funny how a few weeks things have changed and all came by and plowed out our driveway, so I was wondering if we were going to have that done this year, but and UPS stopped off. We're a regular stop, I think, every day, and dropped off a few more CDs and things of that nature. So our windows came in for upstairs, so we should be getting them, well, some of them, there's six of them, some of them we could put in Wednesdays. Just ironic that nice, cold, chilly temperatures we got, we'll get the windows put in, but that's okay because we can isolate, you know, shut off each. In one room we use a spare bedroom we call the office, and the other master bedroom, and we can shut things down so it'll keep the cold in that area, but hopefully get that done. And a few odds and ends with the foyer, so kind of glad I haven't been burning the wood because I've got the all the gym equipment on one side out there, and I don't have to bring the wood in and out yet, so. But it's out there, ready to go. I'm glad we have the furnace here as plan B, and oil's a little bit less expensive, but no, everything is all in well here, and you're right, just temperatures we don't expect. I did walk out, I don't know, it was sometime this weekend, I walked out and heard a few snowmobiles off in the distance there, so I'm sure they're happy with it. I haven't heard any go up and down the road. They do a real nice job of getting right down to the pavement here, so that discourages a little bit of snowmobiling, so. Turn it back over to you, Jeff, and yeah, computers, just, I believe we have Asus or something like that. We bought them a number of years ago, and they seem to have been doing as well as far as I've got a laptop, and Kathy uses a good size, a decent size desktop, and been lucky with that. So things have gotten so inexpensive nowadays, computer-wise. I remember I bought a computer, I think it was a 1990 or something, and I had all the peripherals, the Colorado tape backup and all this stuff, and well, I think I spent a few $1,000s on it at least, and then after a few years I couldn't give it to anyone. It was a doorstop, so 250 meg hard drive, you know, the floppies, you know, the whole thing. What were they, 360 or something, I don't know. A little bit of nostalgia, and now look at what you can get in small packages. WA2U, back to that.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised you're not burning wood over there with the temperature this low. I guess you're waiting until next year. Well, yeah, you can get PCs, especially laptops, pretty cheap right now. We got a couple there, some kids, and they were under $300, and really can't beat that price, especially for something the kids will probably use for a year or two, and you know, that'll be it. So they're definitely getting more and more inexpensive as time goes by, and especially if some of these, I got those laptops from Dell, and patching them with their financing. They take off another 10%, this and that, and you just go ahead and pay it right off, and you save 10% and didn't have to pay any interest or anything. Well, they have a lot of little things like that and other coupon codes and stuff you can apply. And I think I probably knocked off $125 off of each of them laptops by the time all was said and done. So a little bit of research online, a little bit waiting for the right sale, and you can really get yourself a good deal. Usually the worst deals you get are when you have to buy a computer today. You know, if you got one where you can take the time and eyeball out a few and line up your, you know, put your ducks up in a row, you can really pick off a nice cheap one. Or a good one at a cheap price, I should say. All right, John. Well, good luck up there. You guys stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT. Let's see. We'll move on to KC2UXG. Mark, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, well, Jeff, we're looking at 4 under tonight. A little chilly out there, and I think we got a little breeze out of the north, which is bringing it down just a little bit more. And I tell you, I hope it doesn't go too much farther tonight. I got to get out there first thing in the morning and get after it. So we'll hope for the best on that, and that's about it for here tonight. We're just trying to keep warm. So KC2UXG, I'll be back to net control.
All right, Mark, you guys get up in the cab lately? I was up there during that last big snowstorm we had there. I was up there. I had been staying the weekend up there and drove out. It wasn't too bad. Wonder if you guys have been in the last couple weeks.
I think I drove in maybe Saturday afternoon. There wasn't a whole lot of snow, a little bit, but not too bad. I think maybe it was right around noontime, and we drove all the way in and stayed a few minutes, and then we left. But there wasn't any tracks to speak of, a few deer tracks, and that was about it. So I guess we'll have to maybe wait till next spring.
All right. Well, I'm going to see how it progresses this week. I might take a ride up there Thursday or so and take a walk in on the road and see how it is. And if it's not bad, I might drive up in there this weekend for a night or two, kind of relax there by the wood stove. We'll see. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Mark. You have a good evening there, you and Yoni. And it's cold. It's been killing me here. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I've just been working today. I don't think I stepped outside more than a minute. We have the grill here on the front porch, and, you know, it's open on the front porch there, but it's covered by the roof, you know, but, you know, there's no wall there, and I went out and we cooked some steaks on the grill tonight. Not the best night to do that, but we did it anyway, and other than that, I have been trying to stay inside all day as much as I can and just work. It's definitely chilly in here right now in the office. I got the heat off in the office with the door closed. Good for the computers to run cool like that, and there's nothing, no water in here, anything I got to worry about. But we have the pellet stove cranked up in the rest of the house. I got it, I think it's up over 50%. Usually you don't have to turn it up more than 25%. But it's chilly right now, so we're going to keep the house warm. Not a lot else to report. Just plugging away here at work, and that's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'm now close to Black River Valley Service Net. We're trying to speak to you regularly, which you use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Rich, Bill down in Pennsylvania, Matt, George, Pete, Ray, John, and Mark for checking in tonight. Say 73 if anyone listening in. KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Hopefully, you all stay warm, too. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT in a group, KA3TFB. Indeed, a cold, brittle evening. We're logging off the Echolink system. And good night to all.
KD2JWC will be clear of the Loonville repeater by Echolink. Thank you, everyone. Everyone stay warm, and we hope to catch you again tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
Good day tomorrow. Stay warm, it's all your favorite. KA2 Zelda.